A federal court ruling striking down the state's gay marriage ban has now stayed and on appeal. During a Q&A with reporters yesterday, Governor Walker brushed off questions about the ultimate legal fate of the ban. He said whatever the court decides, he will abide by, but insisted his position on the ban is irrelevant. He was much happier to field questions about the law known as Act 10, which stripped public employee unions of most of their bargaining rights.
I would suggest that where people stand on Act 10 is infinitely more important than where people stand on the issues you both, all of you started out asking me about. That actually matters to the future. Whether you agree or disagree with it, I think the voters of the state deserve to know where each of the candidates are at. I will continue to affirm my support for Act 10 because I think it was good by putting the taxpayers of the state back in charge and the people we duly elect.
His Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, says she will work to repeal the parts of Act 10 that require unions to recertify each year by winning an election with a majority of the employees in their work unit. But she says she would keep in place the provisions that require workers to pay a larger share of their pension and health insurance. Walker yesterday also reiterated his policy of not granting pardons, as other governors have.
So what people elected me to do wasn't to focus on pardons. I was elected to focus on the economic and fiscal crisis facing the state. That's what I focus on each and every day.
Mary Burke has promised, if elected, to reinstitute the pardon process. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.